So I'm eating white cheddar popcorn. It's 4:35 a.m. And I was just looking at some clips of the real Bobby Shmurda. You know, I don't know him, right? Except for that little... Like, there's so many people... Like, when I listen to music, I listen to the music. I find out about people after the waves are over. You know, you get interested in maybe a song or two that becomes popular and you really like. I remember, like, one time I went to FYE, or maybe it wasn't, but because it could have been another store in the same place, you know, the mall changes. But I remember it really made me sad because the guy that, like, it was Calm in the Light, right? And yeah, the album had been out. And I think I knew that because P's father was hip to a lot of music. And, you know, I heard, you know, the John Legend album because of him and a couple other things like that, because he was in a good mix of, you know, he likes all kinds of music. It's like, you know. But anyway, but mostly hip hop. But, you know, so it was like that borderline R&B soul. What they call it, I forgot. They didn't call it soul. Neo soul. Yeah. So, anyway, the person that was selling the records, I came in and asked for the light. And he was like, gosh, everybody's coming in here for that. Like, common sense. He's like, was there a video or something? I'm like, well, no, I just wanted the album. And he didn't have to be so rude. And so but it was because of the video. Like, I wanted to hear the rest of the album. And, you know, that was before the streaming stuff, right? Well, I mean, it was during the beginning of the streaming stuff, so I ain't really trust it yet. But music itself is so powerful. Do you really have to know a backstory of the artist? Like, you realize y'all could sit in a restaurant and hear a beautiful person's voice for free singing their own original songs too, and then maybe get a CD or something for $10 from the original artist. Like, you know, you could totally do that. I'm just saying, like, being fans of a big artist and going to big concerts, it's for some people. It's not for everybody. Some people do just appreciate having the physical copy of a CD to read the director's notes. I used to love that about having tapes and CDs. The inside covers, the artwork, the information. Like, my daughter, like, oh my gosh, one of her biggest dreams is to do artwork, album cover art. And I hope she does. Because she's really good at what she does, and she's always overlooked, and yet I know it's not because she's not trying. She gets so discouraged. I would too. I did too. You know? That's why I'm like this now over everything else. You know, me as myself, you know, my personality trait is to retreat. I don't like being angry. And apparently I was a hothead, huh? You know, when a narrative is preached about you off of two or three instances, you become aware of yourself. What was I talking about? Eating popcorn. And watching Bobby Shmurda dance. Yeah. That guy, he's got some smooth moves. And has nice jackets. I don't know how old Bobby Shmurda is, but I hope he's happy and has a long extended life of joy and prosperity and spiritual awareness and understanding. That's for everybody. Like, this is the year of love, yo. Everybody is free. Understand what I'm saying. Sometimes when orders are taken out, when the death sentences are ordered, and someone's been on death row and they don't get out, that doesn't mean that they didn't get out. Understand, When people repent and God hears them, God comes down to celebrate with you when you are alone. God comes down to celebrate with you when you are alone. You hear what I'm saying? God does. And God finds you in the wildest places. You might think you're alone, but if you realize that you feel okay, then you're not alone. And you were not ever alone that day. It just read a little different because of the pain. And you'll be fine. You will. You're always fine. But you know why. Because you don't have murder on your mind. And next time you do, may it be because it was a crow? Yeah. Quote the raven. Nevermore. You know, looking back on everything I say, oh my God, I'm not going to Edgar Allan Poe myself. But Edgar Allan Poe potatoes, or the Edgar Allan. That was a line from The Golden Girls. And Dorothy and the weird friend, you know, the one that was racist. And the restaurant they went to was like a writer-themed restaurant. And Edgar Allan Potatoes or something like that. I don't know what it's on. But, am I just like, I'm totally just being this way right now. Do you know how good it feels to be myself? And every day I get more myself. And that's why I'm sharing with you guys. It's not just to give you the messages that were decided to be overlooked. It's to talk about me and how good I feel about being me. Because only a devil would try to torture someone with something that was giving them so much pain. But then you realize, duh, it is. And they can't do anything about you starting to enjoy it. And then they wonder why you enjoy it. But knowing the stipulations that you put on yourself of what you would think was hell. That's as far as they can go. And that's how it works, folks. Let me tell you something. Just because y'all put some shit in writing didn't mean my dad can't destroy it. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Because God as our Father, brothers all we, let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be the solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on